אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10
We are reading in the study of 10 ספירות. We are in the questions to matters in Bet Ein Zayin in Hebrew. We are reminding you that you can send questions to Sviva Tova or Kab TV. Pertinent questions will be asked during the lesson. The question is 316. What are the seven prinot that are included in the answer? Prina Aleph is the place of Bia. Prina Bet is the Atzilut of the worlds of Bia. It first by Zon, which is in the place of Abba Ve'ima and Yesut of Atzilut, which is the major part of theirs. The Prina Gimel is the Mochin in addition to what was attained in the second Prina on the fifth hour of the Eve of Shabbat, and Prina Gimel of the Eve of Shabbat in the twilights. Prina Dalet is the Mochin that remained in Bia after the sin, which are just the Vak that emerged at first in the major part, and all the Mochin and addition were lost of them, and also the Mochin of Vak that remained fell to Atzilut, to the place of Bia, until the lower four of Yetzirah and all the ten Sefirot of Asiya clothed on the area of the Klipot. Prina Hei is the Mochin of Ima that was received by the Zivug of Abba Ve'ima of Atzilut in the lowering of the Rosh to the place of Yesut and Zon of Atzilut, whereas the world of Bria attained from them 10 Sefirot that are complete, and the world of Yetzirah only Vak without Rosh, and the world of Asiya only Ach Be'ach. Prina Vav is the descent of the Parzufim of Achor, of the five Parzufim of Atzilut, which clothed into the Parzufim of Bia and became a Neshama to Neshama. Prina Zayin is the Malchut of Atzilut, which went down and became Atik for Bia.
Question again?
Again the question, Shin Tet Zayin, what are the seven Prinot which are inclusive and we should notice in Bia?
Well, maybe it could have been written differently, but he determined that it is so. There are many more discernments here, but he altogether assembles them as seven. So again, the first aspect,
Prina Aleph is the place of Bia.
Where is the place of Bia from?
Prina Bet.
Wait. The place of Bia, we know that it's from Nekudot of Sag, that came from below the Tabu of Ak, and connected with Nehi of Ak, and then they restricted, and that place was divided to Galgalta Anaim and Achap. Galgalta Anaim is the place for the world of Atzilut, and Achap Ozen Chotem Peh is the place for Bria Yetzirah Asiya. Next.
Prina Bet is the Atzilut of the three worlds of Bia at first by Zon, that is in the place of Abba Ve'ima in Yersut of Atzilut, which is their major Prina.
This is talking not about the place of Bia, but the worlds themselves. So he says, the Atzilut of the three worlds of Bia, at first, by the Zon of Atzilut, that went to the place of Abba Ve'ima, altogether Abba Ve'ima of Atzilut, which is their main part. By that, the worlds Bria Yetzirah Asiya were born.
Pchina Gimel is the mochin in addition that were attained in the Pchina Bet at the fifth hour of the Eve of Shabbat, and in the third Pchina of the Eve of Shabbat between the Arbaim.
That Abba and Ima of Atzilut, when they made Zivug Daka and gave birth to Bria Yetzirah Asiya, these worlds stood until the Chazeh of Yetzirah. And after that, in the Eve of Shabbat, which is Ben Arbaim, when there was Shabbat, an awakening from above, it's called, then the worlds of Bria rose to Atzilut. And from the Chazeh of Yetzirah, where they ended, they filled up the place until the Parsa. You can say there are the six lower ones below the Parsa, and then they go above the Parsa, but that's how it's done. Four.
Pchina Dalet is the mochin that remained in Bia after the sin, which are only the vak, which emerged at first in the Pchina of the major part, and all the mochin in addition were lost of them, and also the mochin of vak, which remained, fell from Atzilut to the place of Bia, until the four lower ones of Yetzirah and all the ten sfirot of Asiya clothed in the Mador HaKlipot.
Meaning, as a result of the sin of the tree of knowledge, all the worlds fell from to their place, and even more, they connected to the Klipot. Beforehand, there was no Klipot. Next.
Pchina Hei is the mochin of Ima, which was received by the Zivug of Abba ve'Ima of Atzilut in the lowering of Rosh to the place of Yeshut and Zon of Atzilut, whereas the world of Bria attained from them 10 whole Sfirot, and the world of Yetzirah only Vak without Rosh, and the world of Asiya only Ach Beach.
Only a point, meaning that the mochin of Ima is filled, corrected the worlds of Bia in Vak, Ach Beach, and Nekuda, which means an addition. They had an addition of correction. Yes?
Pchina Vav is the descent of the Parzufim of Achor, of the five Parzufim of Atzilut, which clothed in the Parzufim of Bia and became Neshama to a Neshama.
There are Partsufim of Panim and Partsufim of Achor, Achapim. So all the Achapim of Atzilut went below the Parsa, and they connected with the worlds of Bia.
Pchina Zayin is the Malchut of Atzilut, which went down and became Atik to Bia.
Right, this we know, that even though there are no, how to put it, each and every world, Atzilut Bria Yetzirah Asiya, its structure is similar. Yet, the world of Atzilut, there is the connector between it and the world of Adam Kadmon, which is Atik, and that mechanism of Atik, we have that with regards to the worlds of Bia, below the Parsa, meaning it enlivens the world of Bia because it gives them a small illumination, without which the worlds of Bia would have no power to rise, to begin to revive the broken vessels, because the worlds were blemished. The Adam HaRishon was broken. He lived inside the world, inside that general wrapper, this general external mechanism, and the whole external mechanism descended. The soul itself was broken, meaning the soul was the soul's power of connection between all the pieces was broken. That's the soul. And the world in which the soul exists, The worlds didn't break. The connection between their parts didn't break. They only descended. So they can't provide anything for the soul because the soul cannot receive. So there's a certain kind of... I have additional thoughts and I have find it hard to find the words. So there's no correlation, so to speak, between the world and the soul. Next, Shin Yud Zayin.
Question Shin Yud Zayin in page Bet Ein Zayin. The five Partzufim of Bia, if they are on the same level or one below the other. The five Partzufim of Bia, whether they are on the same degree or one below the other. The answer for Shin Yud Zayin. Seemingly, it appears that there are changes here in the Ari's words, because in several places it means that the Partzufim of Bia are on an equal level. And here, in item Resh Yud Tet, in the order of clothing of Partzufim, it seems that their level is also equal.
It comes from a simple idea. There is no light of Chochmah. There, if there's no light of Chochmah, there's light of Chassadim. If there's light of Chassadim, everything's equal. The light of Chassadim is only in width, not in height. So how do they have a different levels, different degrees in the worlds of Bia?
And also in the gates of Kedusha, it says that all the five Partzufim of Bia are only against one Partzuf of Atzilut. It turns out that their level is equal, because all the Partzufim which emerge on the one Masach are on the same level, an equal level. Although, from what is written here in item 20 and 21, where each of the five Partzufim of Bia were discerned in their uppers, after all, their level is not equal. And from what he writes here in item Kuf Nun Vav, where the worlds emerge from one to another in the secret of the print and the imprint, whereas all that's in the print is in what is imprinted from it, hence it means that just as the five Partzufim of Atzilut are also one below the other, necessarily it's the same example in Bia, and also in several places. Although the worlds did emerge and come out in the way of print and imprint, and all that's in Atzilut in their very details are also in Bia. And also they were equalized in an implied manner in Etz Chaim. But we should remember that at first the worlds came out as the prina of Zon of Atzilut, which is in the place of Abba ve'Ima, and then certainly the worlds emerged from one another, as at first Keter was completed from Bria in Ibur Yenika Mochin. And then the Katnut came out of Chochmah until Malchut emerged from Bria in Bria in Ibur Yenika Mochin. And then, when the worlds fell to the place of Bia, Prinat Vak remained in them, one below the other, each in the Prina that it had in Atzilut. And later, when they received the Mochin of Ima, here the emergence of Mochin of Abba v'Ima and the clothing of Zon of Atzilut was certainly on an equal level. And also, from there, they went down to Partzuf HaKeter of Bria, and from them they also emerged in the equal level, like they were in Zon Malchut, Vatzilut. And also later, it gave forth the Partzuf of Keter, of the Mochin that are associated with Chochmah of Bria, the Partzuf of Chochmah, and also Chochmah gave Bina, which is below her, until they reached the Malchut of Bria, in a manner in which what the Ari writes here, the order of the clothing of the Partzufim on an equal level, he talks only from one Partzuf. Because each Partzuf that has five Partzufim, but the Partzuf, the first Partzuf, bestowed Mochin to the second Partzuf, which is smaller than it, and the third to the second to the third, one after the other, on the way that is characteristic in five Partzufim of Atzilut. And this is where you can see in Beit Shara Kavanot, and you should see it there.
That's where we learn that. Let's repeat that.
Okay, again, question Shin Yud Zayin, whether the five Pertzufim of Bia are on the same level or one below the other. It seemingly appears that there are changes here in the Ari's words, since in several places it mentions that the Pertzufim of Bia are on an equal level. And here too, in item Reshut Tet, in the order of the clothing of the Pertzufim, it appears also that their level is equal. And also in the Gates of Kedusha, he says that all the five Pertzufim of each world from Bia are only against the Pertzuf of the one Pertzuf in Atzilut. It turns out that their level is equal, because all the Pertzufim which emerge upon one Masach are of one equal level. Though, from what he writes here in item 20 and 21, where each of the five Pertzufim of Bia were clarified in their upper, it turns out that their level is not equal. And also from what he writes here in item Kuf Nun Vav, where the worlds emerge from one another in the way of a print and an imprint, and all that's in the print is also in the imprint from it. Hence, just like the five Pertzufim of Atzilut are also one below the other, necessarily it's the same example in Bia and also in several other places.
Because Atzilut gives its copy in Shorish, it's Asiya, in Aleph, it's Bria, in Bet, it's Yetzira, so it has to be in a different place. It's not in the same level.
Though the worlds emerge in the way of print and imprint, and all that's in Atzilut, and each of the details there are also in Bia. Also, they were compared in an implied manner in Etz Chaim, but we should remember that at first the worlds emerged in the Prina of Zon of Atzilut, in the place of Abba V'Ima, and there certainly the worlds emerged from one another, which at first Keter of Bria was completed in Ibur Yenika Mochin, and then it emerged with Katnut of Chochmah until the Malchut of Bria emerged in Ibur Yenika Mochin. And then, when the worlds fell to the place of Bia, the Bchina of Vak in them remained one below the other, each in a Bchina that it had in Atzilut. And later, when they received the Mochin of Ima, the emergence of Mochin of Abba Ve'ima in the clothing of Zon of Atzilut was certainly on the same level. And they came down from there to the Putz of Keter of Bria, and from there they emerged also in an equal level, just like they were in Zon of Atzilut. Although later, the Pertzuf of Keter gave its Mochin, which is associated to Chochmah Bria, to the Pertzuf of Chochmah. And also Chochmah gave to Bina, which is below her, until they reached the Malchut of Bria, in a manner that what the Ari writes here, the order of clothing of Pertzufim on an equal level, he talks only from one Pertzuf, because each Pertzuf has five Pertzufim. But the first Pertzuf, which bestowed Mochin to the second Pertzuf, which is smaller than to it, and the second to the third, one after the other, in such a way that is in the five Pertzufim of Atzilut, as he clarifies this matter clearly in Bet Shal Kavanot.
Okay, so there's this and there's that. Next.
Question Shin Yud Chet. In what are Bia different than Atzilut, and in what are they equal to one another? In what are Bia dissimilar to Atzilut, and in what are they similar to one another? Answer Shin Yud Chet. Bia were cut away or divided from Atzilut only in the matter of light, as in Bia there's only the light of Tolada and not Atzmut. But in the rest of the matters, there's no differentiation between them, and all the details that are in Atzilut exist also in Bria and Yetzirah and in Asiya. Even in the world of Asiya, where there is nothing but the light of Nefesh, nevertheless, there are five Parzufim, one below another, and in each Parzuf of them, 25 degrees, which are five Parzufim in coarseness, in which in each Keter and an Abiya in length. And there, the rest of the matters, like Mute and Chatzinut, internality and externality, and so on. Again, question Shin Yud Chet. The question is, what are differentiates between Bia and Atzilut, and then what are they equal to one another? Answer of Shin Yud Chet. Bia were differentiated from Atzilut only in the matter of light, as in Bia there's only the light of Tolada and not Atzmut. But in the rest of the matters, there's no division whatsoever between them, and all the details that are in Atzilut are also in Bria, as in Yetzira and in Asiya.
You see, he differentiates between them, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. Each and every one of them is similar to Atzilut.
And even in the world of Asiya, where there's nothing but the light of Nefesh there, nevertheless, there are five Parzufim there, one below the other, and in each Parzuf of them, 25 degrees, which are five Parzufim in width, and in each of them, there's Keter and Abiya in length. And it's the same in many other matters, like internality and externality, and as such.
All right, let's move on to the next part.
And we'll sing a song together.
איך כל דממה דקה יהפוך לשיר והלילה החשוך יהיה כיום בהיר העיניים נפקחות מעל ההיגיון אתה הוא הראשון וגם האחרון הים סינה שמתגלה נחת אור לתור נוריד ראשינו נתחבר כשהגל קרוב יש מגדלון אתם כיוון אור עוד לא קבע שעים, כיסוי של אהבה מעורר את השחר מעורר את השחר בתפילה עבור החברים מעורר את השחר מעורר את השחר שמתגלה יהפוך לטוב